it's almost like a Braves tradition to get swept in the opening series of the season. And then it's always like Freddie Freeman's responsibility to calm the media down and be like, don't panic, it's three games, whatever, speaking for the team. So they'll have to find somebody new if that happens again this year. But well, we should just run through who it might be, because we have what we think is going to be the list of the players who are going to be in that clubhouse to start the year. This was put out by both Dave O'Brien and Mark Bowman, who got the info from Snit yesterday. Basically, with the roster, barring any trades or signings that might happen in these next couple days, but I tend to think that if they're being so open about the roster at this point, that they may not really expect many changes. So let's just go through it. The rotation, the starting rotation, of course, you've got six starters: Max Fried, Charlie Morton, Ian Anderson, Kyle Wright, Waskar Yanoa, and Tucker Davidson. Though they did not mention as a starter or a rotation piece Spencer Strider, who did also make this team, and he is expected to start games if the Braves like that matchup between him and Tucker Davidson. And I imagine that they'll probably just piggyback regardless in that sixth start, unless Tucker's or Spencer is just lights out and can happen to go five or six innings. But I would imagine to see, you know, a good amount of both of those guys early in the season. Let's get into the bullpen. Of course, you've got Kenley Jansen, Colin McHugh, who we've talked about as these big new additions. Also, Tyler Thornburg, a new addition to this team, makes the team out of camp, as does Darren O'Day, who was on a minor league deal, although, of course, he's obviously a grizzled veteran. Spencer Strider, who we just talked about, Tyler Matzik, of course, Will Minter, AJ Minter, Will Smith also make it. And the one I was surprised by, maybe not totally surprising, but Sean Newcomb makes this bullpen coming out of spring training. I'm not sure how long this will last, but he'll at least get a shot to try to pitch well in the majors to start the year with the Braves. I'm just going to finish out the rest of this roster, Caleb, before we start digging into it. Catchers, another interesting one, labeled as three: Travis d'Arnaud, Manny Pena, and William Contreras. We'll talk about him in a little bit. Infielders, only five, which is interesting. Now that you have the DH, maybe the backup infielders is not as much of a priority. Matt Olson, Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, Dansby Swanson, who we know, and then Orlando Arcia. And in the outfield, five outfielders: Eddie Rosario, Adam Duvall, Marcelo Zuna, Alex Dickerson, and Guillermo Heredia. So I think we actually did pretty well, Caleb, and in terms of like our predictions and who we were talking about in the last couple pods to start the year. I think that this is kind of the core group we were focusing in on.
Yeah, I think the only thing I'm frustrated with is if you make a prediction, hold to it. I was gung-ho all in on Spencer Strider 2 weeks ago, and then after all of the chatter last week, I got on here and I was like, all right, well, I understand it's probably not going to happen. And yeah, I started
trying to be responsible.
Forget that. No, I knew what I was seeing. And here's the wild thing, Joe. Spencer Strider being added to this team comes after him having a very shaky start against the Yankees when he got rocked pretty good. I don't even think the Braves scored in that game. Like, I get a spring or whatever, but just, you never want to see a 10-0 score line at the end. And also, too, I mean, hey, maybe seeing that level of competition with whatever you think about the Yankees, but there is just something about that.
Strider had pitched 2 1/3 inning in that game, gave up 4 earned runs, 5 total, 7 hits, 2 walks, 5 strike. Yeah, at least he had 5 strikeouts in 2 1/3 innings. Yeah. I guess that's a good sign that the stuff was there. But obviously leaving stuff out over the plate. And, we talked about it. He said afterwards that, you know, it's just, that's the difference between pitching in the minors and pitching in the majors, is that you can throw 100 in the majors, but if you leave it out over the plate, guys are still going to hit it. So you still got to locate and do all that. But I think there's some good and bad signs, obviously, but good to see him make the team. I think that it just shows how much confidence that they have in him, especially a guy like Snit, who, with a young player, a young pitcher, I think it's a very optimistic sign, obviously, for Strider.
Yeah, well, and I mean, it goes without saying, like, this is a guy who was drafted in 2020.
Yeah.
He was brought into this team, and that's how quickly he's gone to reach this level. He beats out Kyle Muller and Dylan Lee of making this team, which also says something. I don't know if that's his, you know, the fact that he has that Waskar Yanoa ability to, I can get a start or I can come out of the pen, and they really only specifically see, you know, maybe just starts out of Muller and Lee. Or it's just more of the like, we think this guy's a better player, and we're going that direction with him.
Yeah.
I'm very curious as to those types of decisions. Also, Joe, going into the decisions of who make the roster, there is a name you did not mention because he's a guy we're not going to see this season. Luke Jackson has dealt with some form of injury. They think he's torn his UCL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to say the, what is it?
Ulcer, the ulnar collateral ligament.
That one. Yeah.
Yeah.
There we go. UCL. That's what, you know, you got UCL. Your ACL, your UCL. I know those things. Unfortunately.
It's the ACL of the elbow.
Yeah.
You can think about it like
essentially,
that.
Yeah. It's going to require Tommy John surgery. They just haven't made the announcement yet. It's really, really unfortunate. After, I don't know, you just, you want to root for a guy like Luke Jackson, especially as you've seen him and his story go back and forth and, you know, have good moments, bad moments, and what at least felt like a good moment. He was on a World Series winning team last year. But he will not be a part of that team, the team this year. So I'm not sure whether O'Day, whether it was Thornburg, or whether it was Strider, that was kind of dependent on that move being made. You had a bit of a theory.
Little exploding brain, hot take. I don't know exactly what you would call it. I think the team very likely had an indication that this was going to be a possibility for Luke Jackson this year. I don't know if they knew that it was definitely going to happen, but I do wonder if they knew he was dealing with something in that elbow. Of course, he had a really bad series against the Dodgers. Pitched in the Astros series. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I have to imagine he pitched in that series, and I know he did better than in the Dodgers series, but I have to think that they knew, and that's why they went out and reinforced specifically with right-handed arms, where they went out and got Kenley Jansen when obviously he was not really on many people's radar, because I think a lot of people were thinking Luke Jackson was going to be one of those key right-handed arms for you. And then obviously Tyler Thornburg, who ends up making this team. I think that maybe he even was a little bit of security in case this was something that had to happen for Luke. So, yeah, it's tough because everybody likes Luke. Like, if you talk to media, he's so good with media. He's so open. A lot of these guys in the bullpen are just, like, really good to talk to, and he's kind of key among them. Just loose, you know, and really is a core part of that bullpen just in terms of his demeanor. And, yeah, like I said, just, like, his looseness kind of just keeping good vibes there in the bullpen. So, you know, even though his production won't be there, I think he'll also be a big loss just not having his kind of presence there like it normally would be. So that's going to be tough. But, you know, they've got the players there to pick it up. And I still think that even without Luke Jackson, it's one of the better bullpens still, if not the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. I mean, Luke Jackson was going to be an important part of the bullpen, but he was not going to be one of the top arms, obviously, that you were going to be calling on with the guys that they signed. So you're going to see, you know, Colin McHugh is going to essentially be in a lot of the innings that Luke Jackson was pitching last year, and that's an upgrade. So it's a tough one, but, you know, hopefully he can just, you know, get back to what he was, and it's a tough one for him because he's got, you know, free agency coming up. So best of luck to him in his recovery.